fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, so we're talking today, or right now, about BPA. All right, that stands for bisphenol A. Is this poison plastic, or is it just a bunch of hype that we hear about all the time to scare people? Decker, what do you think?
It really concerns me. The bisphenol A, right when this stuff started to come out, we had a baby. And so nothing sort of tests you like when you're freaking out that
When this stuff started to come out, the news about it started to come out, but we've been swimming in this for a long, long time, huh?
Yeah, thank you for the correction. As natural practitioners, as naturopathic doctors, we have been very concerned about plastic in general, but let alone the drive to make plastics more durable, more microwavable, clearer colors, all of that. Every time they do that, that's new chemicals added to the system. Bisphenol A, or BPA, as you're saying, is one of these that has really come to prominence. And just to give you an idea, Holly, 2.8 million tons of BPA is used every year in consumer plastics, including baby products. That's a lot.
That's a lot of stuff.
And just recently, and then again, you know, you hear these things. Is this something to be scared about? Is this, it's another scare tactic, or is this one, you know, real? And recently, Duke University, North Carolina, has found, in their words, Holly, yet another major threat from bisphenol A. So I found that interesting. Like, in Duke University saying, it's sort of accepted this stuff is bad. Here's another bad thing. Right. And I think, you know how important words are in research. My God, one little, you know, this, that, the other thing. According to their new research, babies exposed to BPA in utero or during their developmental stages in womb could experience inhibited central nervous system development, which could set them into the future stricken with neurodevelopmental problems. And they say the precise mechanism is unknown. But they found that BPA alters chloride levels inside the body, altering a gene known as KCC2. I find it interesting they don't really, we really don't know the mechanism, but it's gene KCC2.
Right.
We don't know much about it.
It's pretty darn specific.
Yeah. Out of the gazillion genes, we're not sure we really know, but KCC2 is probably it. Okay, Holly. Are you saying no to BPA in your own life? You know, I'd like to throw you out there like this.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you just not include? Okay.
Here's what I've always, yes, because, I mean, listen, I have come upon, and this is big business we're talking about. We always talk about these things. It's like, why do they hit the headlines, and why are we hearing so much about them? But then why aren't we doing it? Like, why, if we know that something is, let's say, even potentially dangerous, why don't we just get it? Well, it's huge, huge convenience, and it's huge business. But I have read studies, okay, at least on here are the categories that I have read positive studies. Positive meaning BPA is potentially and probably most often dangerous. Hormone levels, brain and behavior problems, cancer, heart problems, linked to obesity, diabetes, ADHD. And so the other problem I have is that it is everywhere. If you think about it, it's not just, okay, well, I have a water bottle and I hardly use it, and so I should be okay. No, we have to think about our overall everyday exposure to not only things like, not only BPA, but other chemicals that we are exposed to. So it's not like we're talking about a Chernobyl, you know, like, oh, toxic exposure there, or Fukushima, or I'll even age myself with a Silkwood analogy. Oh, we're talking about everyday low level exposure that truly makes a difference. And so if we can become more aware about things and the dangers of things like BPA, then we can really inform ourselves, really empower ourselves to reduce exposure wherever possible. And I think that's how we have to look at it, because if it's big business, it's not going to go away anytime soon.
So you're saying death by a thousand cuts is still death, right? Rather than one big stab, the Chernobyl. This is a death by a thousand cuts. I just go back to one of the hallmarks of the environmental movement in the 60s and 70s that was really, it was set in cases. And I know, Holly, this is going to ring with you because this is going to be about using our brains in thinking. And it was called the precautionary principle. And the precautionary principle basically said, if you're not sure, don't. And BPA to me flatly, at minimum, were not sure. But I tell you, it was so hard. When Amelie was born, this is the end of 2009, December 2009, we had for about 3 months, you know, had our bottle set, right? And had the way we sterilize them set and all that. To find BPA-free stuff was very hard. And then there was this question. Now, Holly, you're going to have to tell me if I'm going crazy here. Okay, because I think that there's a goofy line that I don't want to cross here. When something said BPA free in it, and it was that flexible, light, colorful plastic bottle, I mean, it looked exactly the same. My question was also, what did you replace the BPA with?
Exactly.
Right? Does that? So we went all glass, and it was funny because we were us, and you could tell who were naturopaths around because we were all like in glass, and we were all like, you know, didn't have those plastic microwavable sterilizers. We all had glass ones that we had to order from some crazy website. And we were all like that. And everybody else are sucking these little plastic bags in these plastic tubes with a questionable type nipple. And I don't know, our kid, she's barely been sick. She's developed me ahead in all her numbers, but I don't know. Am I getting crazy here about not just worrying about bisphenol A, but about the stuff that's replacing it?
No, I think, you know, well, first of all, there was another headline that was out. It's like, you know, BPA free is not actually BPA free because, once again, I feel like you have to pay attention to the marketing machine. And if somebody goes, the trend right now and consumers are looking for BPA free, let's make BPA free. But guess what? You know, there's not really regulations and rules on what you can say in that category. And so you say BPA free, but guess what? There's still BPA in it. And so I think that what's most important is that we empower people as much as possible. Just listen, it's not hard to go to glass things. One of the things that makes me crazy is, I got to tell you, when I come upon it, I feel like, have you been living underneath a rock? Like, I was like, it's the microwave of people still microwaving plastic. I don't understand it. I've got this lovely gym. I talk about it all the time, but it's like my community. They're my girls. It's an all female CrossFit gym, and they have a freezer full of paleo. So paleo, eating paleolithic is like the unofficial CrossFit diet. So they have paleo bowls, you know, and they're sitting in a freezer. You can buy them for $10, and the instructions right on there is, you know, take the top off and microwave, and they're microwaving. And I'm like, what? People are still doing that? Now, heat with plastic will drive those chemicals right into our food. We eat that food, and guess where those chemicals then are? And the problem is, they are hormone disruptors. Theo Colburn wrote a great book about our stolen. It's called Our Stolen Future. They have the ability to get into our system. All right, they're fat soluble, and they will attach to our receptor sites. And really provoke our receptor sites as if they were hormones, but unfortunately very strong hormones. So I think that BPA free, you know, when you ask the question, is it poison or plastic? Is it poison plastic or is it health food hype? I definitely don't think it's hype. I think that we should really take this to heart.
Yeah, I do too. And a lot of it's funny because when you start hanging around with people who have, you know, you have kids, you start hanging around with people with kids and they're all looking at us feeding in glass and doing all that. And they looked at me and they said, I just never forget this. You know, what do you do if you drop some breaks? And I said, I have a spare. That's what I do.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. It's like when you glass, you're never going to go back. I promise you. So let's all go BPA free no matter what. And let's go plastic free. Err on the side of safety. Go glass. On RadioMD.com, we're going to stay well by going glass, okay? All right.